Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the VectorVest channel. My name is Glenn Tompkins, and today I got another great video for you. With everything that's going on in the market, with the market going down, all of the bearishness in the market, how about finding stocks that currently right now are under the radar that people may not be looking at that could return potentially very high profits? And that's what this video is all about. Now, does that mean that you go out and buy these stocks right now? Well, you're going to make the decision. I'm going to present the case for you. I'm going to look at technical analysis on these stocks, but you make the call. All I'm bringing to the forefront are stocks that not everybody is talking about that have the potential to be sneakily good. Keep that in mind, sneakily good. If you want to find out what stocks I'm talking about, you sit right there. Right away, if you're brand new to the channel, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon so that you'll be alerted when new videos like this come out. And most of all, if you like the content, hit that like button and share the video, especially if you think that this is something that could be useful in your social circles to bring them up to what's going on behind the scenes on stocks that have the potential to be multi-bagger winners. And that's key here, multi-bagger winners. And that's what these stocks are all about. All right, so without further ado, let's get into the first one. First one is Applied UV Shares, or Applied UV. It's a great company that goes after disinfecting surface materials in the way of, right now, it looks like mirrors and things of that nature to keep things safe, especially with what's going on still with COVID, even though hopefully it's behind us. How about if something like this can disinfect and help against the flu, against the cold, against COVID, against all of those different things? That's why I'm gravitated to this stock. Now, this story came out earlier this month. Shares are trading higher after the company announced its distributor, MS Novatek Pakistan, was awarded as the sole source provider of aerosol air purification systems for government hospitals. So not just that it's okay in the country, but okay for government hospitals. That's always a big foot in the door to get your product out there. And I think that that's a good story based upon what they do in a big international scene. Now, with that international scene, with that international display or feeling outside the United States, how about in the United States? Applied UV installs a patented Lumicide surface disinfection solution in New York City's, how you doing? Forget about it. Mount Sinai Medical Center, Morningside. That's a big thing. And patented. So the other story was the sole source. This one is their patented system in a big hospital system in the United States, in New York City. Another one. How about this? This is always a good thing to bring people to a stock, and that's looking at dividends. Any company that can provide dividends makes it very appealing for people to buy the stock. So they have a sole source in Pakistan for government hospitals. They're in the New York City hospital system. And number three, and this is not in this story, this caught my attention when we were doing our live Jockey Club trading room. We found a story that this stock got picked up as a purchase order by a major hotel chain in the United States as well. And then number four, paying the dividend. So there's a lot of different things going on with this stock that make it appealing, especially because of what they do. And now getting the exposure outside and inside the United States, I think that this makes it a multi-bagger stock, something for you to keep your eyes on. How about this? Looking in the EV space, seems like I can't get away from the EV space, but NIO finally launches its ES7 SUV with a 578-mile range. Outpaces everybody right now. And I know there's some things that are going on. You know, the expense of buying one of these vehicles is still out there. But if you look at Tesla, Tesla's going after the lower brand or the lower price cars as well. So Tesla is still the big boy, no matter what. Tesla is still the big boy, but they are going after lower dollar cars in the space. Not everybody is doing that. If you look at XPeng, if you look at other stocks within the space, Lucid, those are still a really expensive cars. But slowly but surely, as the demand for these cars pick up, you're going to think that they are going to be producing lower dollar cost cars as well. Something to keep your eyes on. But, you know, could this be a Neo buster? A Tesla buster? I don't know yet, but that's a lot of range on a car. So that's one of my stocks that could be a multi-bagger as well. This kind of news could propel it, not maybe to the stage of Tesla, but bypassing a lot of the other EVs that are out there. All right, so keep that in mind. Now, here's a story that says 7 growth stocks with multi-bagger potential by 2025. Well, that's within 3 years. Well, when I look at a multi-bagger stocks, these are stocks that I want to keep my eyes on. And I want to pick and choose when I get in and get out based on news, right? So in here, there's 7, but I'm going to look at 3 of them. I'm going to look at 3 of those companies, starting with Lithium Americas, going right from the EV space. Lithium for the batteries is very widely needed. Now, my partner in crime on this channel, Patrick France, did a great video on lithium stocks for you guys to pay attention to. And I'm going to reiterate one of the stocks that was in his list, and that was Lithium Americas, LAC. The electrical vehicle industry might be facing temporary headwinds. That's right. You're looking at the cost of the cars. You're looking at the infrastructure for the charging. You're looking at the ranges. All of those things are headwinds for these vehicles. But they're going to come around. When? I don't know. Short term? Midterm, probably. Long term, definitely. All right, so there are some headwinds. But however, the long term outlook remains robust, with global EV adoption still at an early stage. That's why this is a multi-bagger stock. Could this be getting in on the ground floor before this space really takes off? Now, there's been some spurts in the EV space. So you've seen some of these stocks go up, and then they come crashing down and go up and come crashing down. It's not sustainable yet. The demand is there. The supply is questionable depending on which company you're talking about. But from a multi-bagger perspective, I think going into the future, EVs are going to be great. Now, will they take the place of regular engine cars? No. But there are a couple of companies that are saying they're going to be combustion-free car manufacturers by the year 2025 or so, 2030. That's something to take into consideration from looking at this from a multi-bagger perspective as well. It's a good way to benefit from the EV boom. LAC stock corrected from a 52-week high. This presents a good accumulation opportunity. Now, a lot of stocks that I'm going to look at today are going down, or they have been going down. You need to look at these as buying opportunities. That's why these are under the radar. These are stocks that people have written off. Man, these stocks are not going to make any move. But if you look at some of the news on these things, they have the potential to be multi-bagger stocks. And I think Lithium Americas is one of them. An average EBITDA of $520 million. Further, Lithium Americas also has a 44% stock in that project in Argentina. I'm not going to try to mess up that name. This project is estimated to deliver an annual EBITDA of $308 million. That's big. All right. Another one of my stocks. I'm a big fan of the shipping space. Transocean Rig. I own DSX, Diana Shipping, just for the sake of transparency. I still think that this is a hot space. There's a lot of shipping companies that I like. Transocean Rig is another one of them. Even with fears of a slowdown or recession, Brent oil is trading at $120 levels. I totally understand that. The geopolitical risk premium in oil prices is likely to ensure there is no big correction in black gold. Black gold, oil. Oil and gas exploration stocks have surged in the last few quarters. Energy is still a good place to be. However, I still see value in onshore and offshore rig companies. Transocean Rig, for this person, is my top pick for the offshore rig sector. Transocean seems to be positioned for strong growth in the next few years, driven by two factors. First, with high oil prices, day rates are likely to increase. That's big for ships as they get paid to move all of this oil. It's worth noting that Transocean has a backlog of $6.5 billion. There's a lot of money out there for these shipping companies. They're backlogged because of supply issues. This provides a clear revenue and cash flow visibility. The money is there. The money is there. And further, the company has a strong liquidity position of $2.7 billion. That's huge when you got a lot of money on hand to do the things that you need to do. But a backlog of $6.5 billion on hand, $2.7 billion, this makes the company poised to be a good prospect for a multi-bagger play. All right, there's one more stock in this space, and I like this stock, still like this stock a lot. Palantir. Now, this stock has gone down a lot. I've talked a lot about it. The stock has gone down. You're probably saying, holy smokes, why are you talking about this stock again? Because I still think that people don't understand how important this company is and what they do. They take data and they make it into useful information no matter what service you are in, and it makes it easier for you to do your business. Not only that, from a governmental standpoint, it helps us to find credible threats by a lot of data that's out there for people who might be coming after the United States or after the government or, you know, things like that. I think that Palantir continues to pick up governmental contracts. They keep making money, but they take that money and put it back into the company. Thus, they're not making money from an earnings perspective, but they're making money by taking in the contracts. But you know, no better way to grow your company than for people to believe enough in you to give you the contacts. You take that money and you put it back into the company. Let's take a little deeper look at Palantir. Palantir looks good at a value of $9. Big data analyst Palantir Technologies has rallied almost 20% over the last month. Even though it's fallen a lot, it's come back about 20%, considerably outperforming the S&P, which was up by about 3%. And this is a more recent story. That's great for looking at the stock now. The potential is there. I think people do see it, but I don't think that people are all on board with what they can do. But once that realization comes to fruition, I think this stock has got a humongous potential, to be a 5, 6, 7, 10 multi-bagger stock. I strongly believe in that. Palantir has also struck up multiple deals of late with clients, including auto major Stellantis in the EV space, waste and recycling software provider Rubicon Technologies, and global commodities trader Trafigura. The thing is, I did a video that showed all of the contracts that they've got, and they've got a lot of prestigious contracts with a lot of people within the United States as well as abroad for their service. So again, I still think that Palantir is a good play. Here's Rig, a little bit more on Rig. 2023 options begin trading. When options trade on a stock, that's also showing a lot of liquidity. It shows that people hopefully are more engaged in the stock, whether from a call or for a put. It puts a lot more volume on the stock, a lot more activity on the stock. And I think that it gives it a great opportunity for this to be a multi-bagger stock. And here's another story that says four companies that are integral parts of the EV supply chain. And that's another thing that people don't like about the whole EV space is the infrastructure. So here's four companies that are in here, starting with Albemarle Corporation, looking at Vale for materials, looking at Freeport, looking at copper. And then last but not least, LAC operates as a resource company and explores lithium deposits in the United States and in Argentina. All right, so they entered into, this was back in May, into the Pastos Grand Technical Collaboration Agreement with Arena Materials to share technical information, explore opportunities for optimizing the production profile of the pasta. Listen, they're going after getting lithium, all right? And in Latin America, lithium, this is they're a big spot in the lithium space. Right now, lithium, LAC's net cash provided by investors increased 268% to $22.86 million in the first quarter ended in March 2022. Total assets, $1.14 reflecting an increase of 39% over a year. They're setting themselves up financially to be a good company, again, which is another reason why it could be a multi-bagger. All right. Let's go out to the stocks. All right, here's the stocks that I have. There's five of them: AUVI, NEO, RIG, Palantir, and LAC Lithium America. Notice that with yesterday's activity, the stocks are all down. It is what it is. All right, but I wanted to look at this from a different perspective, from a multi-bagger perspective. I wanted to look at the average graph watch list. All right, now from a technical standpoint, look at this. Here's all five stocks all together as a watch list. I see a nice little trend up from this low, nicely moving higher, got to a level of resistance as a group of $12.62. Remember, these are all under the radar. They've all pulled back. I've got a couple of things that I like about this group of stocks as a whole, technically. One, I've got a level of support sitting right now as a group of $10.04. A lot of these stocks are all lower dollar stocks, which makes sense for a lot of people out there who don't have a lot of money and looking to do multi-bagger plays. I like that these are lower dollar stocks. So fine, I've got a level of support, beautiful level of support, hit, bounce, broke up through as a level of resistance, hit, bounce. Right now, the 3 and the 8s are negative. Let's go see if it can hit and bounce again. You know why I like a possibility of a bounce? Looking at the stochastics right now is showing me that these stocks are in oversold territory. So the news behind them are good. And now these stocks, technically, from a technical standpoint, could be looking like winners, could be looking like they're getting ready to bounce. All right. But you got to make the call. Let's go look at this from a, not from just a technical, let's go look at this from, where's my graph I'm looking for? There we go, dividend analysis. Let's go put some fundamentals behind it. Earnings per share, little bounce up in there, but look at the earnings growth rate. The projected earnings growth rate is rising up significantly. That's another reason why I like this group of stocks. Look at that rising earnings growth rate. That's the engine that could really push these stocks higher as a group. All right, let's go back to the tech side. Let's go close this out. Let's go look at all of these graphs. Let's graph them all real quick. All right. Put them on a 6-month graph. Look at the move. Here's AUVI on that patented system for sterilizing a lot of solid materials or solid surfaces, which I like. The contract that they got in Pakistan, the hotel that they got in the United States, and the medical system. And folks, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. New, based off the news, look at that run. Look at the pullback right now. A lot of give back. Look at the pullback. Look at the 3 and the 8 still look solid. Stocks right now, this individual stock look like it's about in overbought territory. It's okay for the stock to pull back. Watch the 3 and the 8. All right, the stock went from a sell to a hold to a buy and back and forth, not back to a sell. That's positive news. Let's go to the next one. NEO, look at this. Now moving up. Love the trend line. Stock is getting into overbought territory. Just watch that. And again, this is why I want you to keep your eyes on some of these stocks and pick and choose when you're going to get into it. I've got a level of resistance sitting at 2050. If it breaks through that, folks, this stock's got upside potential big time. All right. 578 miles on a new EV. RIG. Now, oil. Oil has been hot. This is petroleum drilling. Oil has been hot. It's pulled back. I'm looking at this right now as a possible reversal to back to the upside. Look at RIG as being oversold by way of stochastics at that level of 20. Below that, it's really setting up for a rebound. Keep your eyes on RIG. Palantir. Palantir is also at a level of being oversold by way of stochastics being at or below 20. The stock, even as it it pulled back, didn't pull back a lot. It leveled out. I still think that Palantir has got great upside potential. And the last one in my list is the lithium stock. I like that it's oversold. Look at that. Nicely oversold by Stochastics. Coming up to the level of a six-month low, stopped right there. Could be poised to move back up. Folks, so here's some stocks for you that are under the radar that could be possible multi-bagger stocks. Folks, let me know what you think about these stocks, and let me know if you're looking at individual stocks that fit the mold of being multi-bagger stocks that nobody's talking about. Maybe I'll do a video on it. But don't forget, hit the like button, hit the share button, share this. This is what we do. This is a great way to find stocks that have good upside potential, even though the market doesn't look so great. So with that, folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.